No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this November 29th. Happy Hump Day, y'all. Since we spoke last, a whole lot of potential change on the Texas political landscape. Where to begin? Well, how about here? Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller has a challenger for his office from a fellow Republican. Trey Blocker, longtime lobbyist, will take on the colorful incumbent in the most serious intra-party challenge to a sitting statewide official so far. So far? Yeah, we got a hedge there because something else has happened. Texas's most senior congressman, Joe Barton, after those nude photos emerged online, well, he now faces a challenge for his 6th district seat from a fellow Republican, too, Jake Elzey, a retired naval combat pilot and member of the Texas Veterans Commission. But wait, there's more. Headline number 3, State Representative Helen Giddings of the Dallas area, after 13 terms, calling it quits. The Democrat is vice chairwoman of the powerful House State Affairs Committee and chair of the Texas Legislative Black Caucus. And with filing season not over yet, well, could there be more to come? You bet. What's going on? Joshua Blank is the manager of polling and research at the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas in Austin. Welcome.
Thanks for having me back.
So out of the state's 36-member delegation, I gather that 6 so far have announced that they won't be running for re-election. How significant is that?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's a good question, right? I think one of the interesting things going on right now is, as you've sort of highlighted or hinted at the opening here, is there's so much going on politically, is that people want to read into this. Basically, I think in a lot of cases, whatever suits their political disposition. So,
sure.
If you're a Democrat, you say, well, Republicans are running away from office, you know, and you're focusing on the Republican retirements. If you're a Republican, you know, there's actually plenty of very legitimate reasons why we've seen so much turnover in the, let's say, from Republican members in the congressional delegation. In a lot of cases, a lot of them have either served for a long time or, you know, even in a really practical sense, there are term limits on committee chairmanships that the Republicans place on their members. And so at least in a couple of these cases, these members are coming to the expiration of their chairmanships of the powerful committees that they want to be chairs of. And so they're choosing, instead of sort of going to the back of the line or going on to a less interesting committee to them,
Just to walk away. Yeah.
But what we wanted to know, the Texas Politics Project, where we really seek to, you know, sort of inform the public discussion on what's going on,
right,
with either, you know, stuff like this, where we kind of look at sort of congressional retirements or our polling data, is to say, you know, well, let's just take a step back for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
And so what we did was we wanted to look back over the last 20 years and see what congressional churn looks like.
Churn is the word you're using.
Churn is the word we're using because we're not just talking about retirements. We're not talking about before the election. We're just saying, you know, when we go from one Congress to the next, how much of the delegation changes?
So do you see waves, like patterns, where it's you have a whole lot of churn and then everything's pretty calm, and then a whole lot of churn sort of like that?
Well, I think, you know, there are some general patterns that apply broadly, which is that we know historically the president's party in the midterm election after they're elected tend to lose a lot of seats. And that also tends to reflect, you know, basically their job approval. And so speaking back to, you know, sort of Democrats giddy about this looking what looks like a high level of churn, a lot of that could be Republicans looking at the 2018 midterm and saying, you know, this is going to be difficult. And so I think that's something that you'll see in Texas, whereas, you know, when a Democrat is holding the White House, you're not probably going to see as much churn in a midterm election because there are just less Democrats, right?
Right.
But in this case, you know, I think even though what I said before is true, there's a lot of reason for the retirements that we've seen. You know, this is a pretty unusually high number at this point, because right now we're only talking about voluntary retirements, right? Whereas when we look at the overall churn, we also include sort of, you know, what would be involuntary retirements, which is something, you know, is...
Someone does something awful and is pushed out of
office.
Yeah,
right. They don't even fail to refile for office. They step down.
Right.
Or they pass away. But also, you know, people can lose in the primary. I mean, Joe Biden's going to face, you know, a primary opponent. They can lose in the general election. And right now, going back over the last 20 years, the only time we've had more churn that we know that we're already going to have was back in the 108th Congress, in which we had 7 members leave the delegation.
How long ago was that, 108th Congress?
108th Congress was back in 03-04.
Okay.
But part of the reason I asked the question is, you know, I think when we started this out and everybody was trying to read, you know, everything into these retirements was to say, well, you know, Texas has a big congressional delegation. It's the second biggest congressional delegation in the country,
right,
with 36 members. Is 6 a lot? And what we're kind of finding is, you know, it kind of is. And so it definitely is interesting. But, you know, it is also the sort of thing where there's so many possible explanations right now.
Uh-huh.
It's tough to really say what's driving this.
Right. If you look at the number of Republicans versus Democrats who've announced that they're going to leave, mm-hmm, does that give you any clues about what we're seeing?
Well, I mean, so far, 4 Republicans have announced they're going to leave and 2 Democrats. So the 2 Democrats are Gene Green from Houston and Beto O'Rourke, but Beto O'Rourke had already sort of term limited himself and he's running for Senate. So we knew what that is. He's not trying to leave the political scene. He's just leaving that seat. As far as the Republican members go, you know, Sam Johnson was older and was basically deciding to retire. Had been there for a long time. Lamar Smith was one of the longest serving members of the delegation and, again, was being term limited out of his committee chairmanship. Same thing with Jeb Bensarling, who also is going to go on from, you know, banking and finance to probably a lucrative career outside of Congress. So, you know, I think it's really easy to look at this and say, oh, you know, Republicans are running, you know, because of you know, sort of the political environment. And I don't think that's entirely untrue, right? I mean, is it? I can't imagine that any member of Congress feels like it's fun to be in Congress right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably also true to some degree down to the state level. I mean, sort of the rigid polarization, the inability to get things done. I think at some point, you know, it makes it easier to leave.
And we still have a few more weeks to go before the filing deadline. Joshua Blank is manager of polling and research at the Texas Politics Project, University of Texas at Austin. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.